I don't imagine you have that trouble around here much.
Yeah, I had a deal that cost me about $1,000 one horse and the girl.
Oh, one of the girls got hurt?
Mm-hmm.
That's doing it the hard way.
Big quiet horse. We'd been in taking her to the orthodontist for 2 years, and he just had temporary braces on her teeth, and I'd been baling hay down by the radio station where that broomcorn is now, and the boys putting hay in the truck in the barn out here. She'd ridden her horse down across there and the field to the where I'd been baling hay, and she was coming back fast on it and come around the barn there in the road, and they'd pushed a trailer that had been unloading hay off of out of the barn right around this end. The horse came around the barn fast, and the trailer sitting in the road, well, it threw its feet in the ground and off to the side when she went over its head and held on the reins, and its hoof caught it right under the jaw here, broke the jawbone right here and here. And this part of her jaw is not, it didn't scar her face up any at all. It's back, but it took another couple of years on her. And this is dead in here. She doesn't have any feeling in here because broke this bone in here is on, you know, to have
damaged the nerve
in, and it broke it twice.
Oh gee. I don't know much about horses. I've ridden a mule in the Forest Service. A fire marshal put me on his one day and gave her a whop. I thought I was going to be down underneath. But this is about my only experience one summer with a mule. Is your daughter all right now, other than that?
Oh, yeah. She's going to Oklahoma State. She's working for an insurance company in Oklahoma City during the summer.
You know, it's amazing that kids grow up at all, isn't it?
I
took my, when I got home, my daughter had bumped her nose and she complained that it was sore and it looked a little swollen. I took her down to the doctor. Every time we walk in, I think the poor man wants to hide. Here they come again. But it was just a bump. If somebody says, is it very far? Oh, very far at your hay barn, you say,
no, it isn't far.
It's just
just right out there.
Mm-hmm. If it is far, what would you say?
I say it's way over there.
Mm-hmm. Way over there, that means
distance.
What?
Distance, quite a distance.
Mm-hmm. And if it isn't quite a distance, it's what?
Real close.
If you've had a box of candy and the girls get into it and eat it and you come in and say, is there any candy left? They'll say, no, it's
all gone.
Mm-hmm. You say, isn't there any left?
Not a bit.
That means there's
not any.
Not any or none at all?
None at all.
When somebody gets land ready, let's say it's brushy land, if he gets it ready for cultivation, what do you say he's done to it?
Cleared it.
Mm-hmm. And how were oats harvested here in the early days?
With the thresher. Bound in shocks. With bound put in bundles with a binder and thrashed with a thresher.
Uh-huh. Now you mentioned shocks. Were these bundles ever called shocks? Or?
Yeah, they're called shocks. Well, the bundle, you put the bundles in shock, made shocks out of bundles, but you'd stack 12, 14 bundles in one bunch, you'd call it a shock.